And then, of course, as mentioned earlier, I'll do a bullet journaling to actually reflect on my day. You know, what has been done. It's also a good time to decompress and evaluate what happened in the day. Hello 2022 and welcome to The Habit Mindset. Wow, it has been really quite a while, huh? Ever since we had our first episode, and I think now, due to certain events in my life, I've taken slightly longer to publish this episode. So dear listeners, I thank you for your patience. This particular episode is going to be quite special, as it's going to be entitled A Day of Habits. So is it really inspired by this notion of this quote that I found some time back called, and it goes like this: first you make your habits, then your habits make you. Yeah, so I'm going to say that again. First, you make your habits, then your habits make you. Yeah, so I'm going to just share a little bit of what I do from day to day that really something that is ingrained in me already. They are all habits. So without further ado, let's just dive right into the episode. So the way you're going to go through this episode is that it's going to go chronologically from the start of my day up to where we actually end my day. It's not to say that, you know, you have to do the exact same thing, but it's a kind of a framework for which we can take a look through my eyes of what a habit looks like throughout my day. Yeah, so I think the first thing that I do is when I first wake up, right, I actually put my legs on the floor. So that's the first time I will actually tell myself that, you know, today is going to be a great day. Today is going to be a great day, no matter what I do, because it's a fresh start. And this is actually an idea that I got from this book called Tiny Habits. Tiny Habits. So it's a really good book by BJ Fogg, and it talks a little bit about, you know, how you make your habits so small until it's so easy to do. So the first thing, you wake up, obviously you have to get your legs on the floor, whether you go brush your teeth or whatever you do, you need to put your legs on the floor. So every day I tell myself, you know, today is going to be a great day. Sometimes I forget and there's no judgment there, but you know, just doing this habit just makes me think, oh, this day is still full of possibilities. And also, that's another thing that I do in my daily routine is that, you know, when I actually brush my teeth in the morning, I'll brush my teeth with my left hand. And why do I do this is that there's some research being done that your left hand is actually linked to the right hand side of the brain, and your right hand is linked to the left hand side of the brain. So your left hand is actually linked to the more creative side, the right brain, whereas your left hand is linked to your left brain, which is more the logical side. So I like to do that because I just want to use a different hands to actually fire up different parts of my brain. It's actually called I actually tried on this habit from a course that I took called Speed Reading by Jim Quick, and it just caught on. It really makes me feel like, you know, there's something new that I'm doing today. It feels a little bit different. You know, what is different? Oh, you know, I'm using my left hand. So it's actually quite interesting to just experiencing that particular sensation. Whereas you just use your right hand or use whatever your master hand is, every day it's just the same. You know, there's no difference. But if let's say the first thing you do in the morning, you use your left hand to brush your teeth, you'll be wondering, something's different, something's a little bit off. And that makes you be a bit more aware. And I think that's a great try. You can try it out. For me, I think it's a great start to the day. And then when I eat my breakfast, I like to have a cup of water just to get hydrated from the night before. And if I were to get two slices, I'll get two slices of wholemeal bread. And that's this bread that I really like from Gardenia. It's in yellow packaging. It's fine oatmeal bread. And that's something that I really like. It doesn't really have that grainy kind of texture. You can try it out if you really don't like the whole oatmeal kind of camp. Just try it out. And then when I commute to work, the first thing that I do is when I first get a seat on the bus, I will meditate on the bus with an app of your choice. So for me, right now I'm sticking with this thing called Headspace, and I think it's a really good app. It has various courses from Meditation 101, there's 201, there's also like different like kind of meditation based on like the activities going to do in the day. For example, if there's a difficult conversation, it can be that as well, among others. Yeah, so I think that's a pretty good app to use. Yeah, that's a pretty good app to use. Of course, there are other apps as well. Headspace is not free. There's a paid subscription service. There's also Muse. There's MindFi. That is by a Singaporean person that I interviewed from a previous episode, and also Bjorn Lee. If you remember the episode, I'm going to link all these resources in the show notes, and also Healthy Minds. I tried that before. It's actually not bad. Yeah, totally. Try to check those out. Yeah. So next, when I get to work, I will do a bullet journal. So this is something that I just started. I won't say I'm very, very consistent with it. Sometimes I remember, sometimes I don't. But the whole idea of bullet journaling is just setting an intention for the day, what you plan to do. A lot of times when we look at this Instagram post about bullet journaling, you have to do a lot. You have to design your page in such a way. You have to be very artistic. But actually, when you read the book itself, the bullet journal method, it's actually very, very minimalistic. You just have to draw a couple of lines, that there are bullets for you to put as a to-do list. If you are completed that particular to-do, you just put an X on it. If you want to reschedule it, there's a greater than kind of sign that you can use, among other things. If it's urgent, there's an asterisk. So there's a kind of a convention, but do not conform, do not think that, bullet journaling is something that is very, very time-taking. It actually is very, very good of taking stock of your day, because at the end of the day, you actually look through your day and see what has happened. So in your bullet journal, you can talk about, today's commute was fine, except for this one particular part where there was a jam. So maybe I can leave a little bit earlier next morning just to avoid the jam because there's a morning commute. Things like that. It's very nice to take stock of your day, and I'm just getting into the habit of actually doing this bullet journaling. And there's a lot of intrinsic, small things, very, very detailed things when you come to bullet journaling. But just if you are interested, definitely go check that out. Bullet journaling method. There's a book. There's also the website that you can go to. I think those are very, very good resources. So after I finish this bullet journaling, after I finish this meditation, I may listen to an audiobook or a podcast. This has been my go-to since I think the start of beginning my commute. It is something that I have always been doing. Sometimes I may be playing a game while I'm listening to this podcast, but I think it's just something for me to refresh my mind, something to learn about. Sometimes this podcast is about productivity. Sometimes this podcast or the audiobook can be a fiction story. But whatever it is, it's something for me to enrich my journey to work with. And when I reach work, I start a routine called Monday Hour One. So that's, as the name suggests, it only occurs on Monday. So what happens is on Monday, I just list out every single thing that I plan to do this week at work. So let's say if I need to complete certain tasks, I'll look through the calendar for an entire week. So I'll take 1 hour to do it. I will take 1 hour to look through my calendar. I'll look through all the to-do list for that week, and then I'll list them out systematically, everything that I need to do, and then I'll schedule it throughout the entire week, be it Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. So I'll also take into account, which days I'm on leave, where the meetings are. So I'll just schedule it out hour by hour to make sure that I have enough time to do the list. Sometimes these tasks do not get done because maybe I schedule too little time. So I'll take note of that. So next time I will actually do better to schedule a little bit more time. So really try to try this method out. I think it really helps. It's called Monday Hour One. There's a podcast episode by Brooke Christio that talks a little bit about this. I'm going to link in the show notes as well. It's really good. I highly recommend you listen to it. And then I have a to-do list from that list that I have. So the to-do list has actually two portions. One is a schedule of all the to-dos that I have to do. And then on the right-hand side, there's a smaller column that is for things to remember. Sometimes, you know, throughout the day, there are things that need to be done that, you know, that does not sit in the schedule that can be done the next day. So I'll put it in the right-hand column. Then the next day, I'll refer to the previous day's one to see what's in the right-hand column to actually do an action on the right-hand column. So, I mean, everybody has different methods, but this method seems to work well for me. So do your own research, do your own experimentation. And I mean, what's the worst that can happen, right? It doesn't work for you, fine, you just move on. But for me, it works really well. So really try help. Try using it. So in this scheduling of these activities, I try to work in half an hour to an hour sprint. So sometimes 1 hour, it's a little bit long for me. I'll take half an hour and then I'll just have a sip of water or go to talk to my colleague. And then take a walk to just change the environment a little bit. Maybe look at some trees. Yeah. So that is what I intentionally do to make sure that, you know, the entire day is not spent just at my table. There's some time for catch up with friends as well. And then lunch comes. Typically, our lunch in these days, at the time of the recording, it's after the heightened alert in Singapore already. But however, I'm still like bringing my sandwiches to work. I'm making my own lunches now. I think it's a little bit more healthy rather than going out. Anyway, during this period of time, it keeps raining in the afternoon. So it's actually a lot more convenient for me to bring my own lunch at work. I'll just heat it up at the microwave, or if it's some leftovers, I'll just bring it to work. For those. So after that, after lunch, I likely have a little bit of tea, Lipton tea without any sugar. And then after I'm off work, I will go pick up some groceries, run some errands, and then when I reach home, I'll quickly take a bath. Why do I quickly take a bath when I reach home? Well, the reason is because I got a little one, and I want to try my best to actually play my part in taking care of the little one. So I will have a quick bath, and then I will start to take over from my wife. So my wife can do her own stuff, can have a dinner. We take turns at having dinner sometimes because the little one can be a little bit cranky here and there. So after eating the dinner, be it, it's home cooked. Usually it's not home cooked. We usually tapao. I will actually start the wind down routine for Emma, who is my little one. I will start doing the what we call 止睡, which is a wipe down for the little one. And once I do the wipe down, it's a signal to her to let her know that, you know, it is time for her to, you know, wind down and, you know, go to sleep. For that, we're actually changing up the routine a little bit because right now she's in infant care. But no matter what, you know, it's good to have a kind of schedule so that our little one, or your little one, if you have one, to have expectation of what to expect. You know, in the morning you wake up, you know, go to have a bath. After a bath, at night you're gonna have a little bit of wipe down. So it's just like some kind of schedule for him or her to follow, and I think that's really good for her or him to actually understand and internalize as well. Then after that, when she sleeps, I'll go take out the trash. So right now, because we are in a new BTO, there are no rubbish chutes within the house itself. So we have two chutes. I think if you hear in my previous episodes, we have two chutes, one for recyclables and one for our normal refuse. So we will actually do once a day clearing of the refuse and also the recyclables in the house. And then, of course, as mentioned earlier, I'll do a bullet journaling to actually reflect on my day. You know, what has been done. It's also a good time to decompress and evaluate what happened in the day and what I can do better. So, for example, I give the example of, you know, commuting earlier to avoid the traffic jam. You know, with the little one, it really helps to actually put in key moments of her experience. Of her milestones in there as well. So I have one entry of her, you know, just saying things to me and, you know, just communicating with me. So I think that's really quite amazing when you have a little one. Or small milestones like 3 months, or she can finally lift the head when she does tummy time. So these are things that sometimes we just, you know, see them do it and then it just passes. But when you write it down in a bullet journal, it really makes it into an event, and it really ingrains into your mind. When you actually review the past entries, you realize that, you know, so much has happened. She doesn't just go from lying down to, you know, walking in one day. She goes through stages. She first, you know, does a little bit of tummy time. After tummy time, her neck's a little bit stronger. She can lift her head a little bit higher. After she lifts her head a little bit higher, she can now turn over. She can flip now. After flipping, maybe she can flip over such that she is able to go from a lying down position to a tummy time position. And then from there to crawling, from crawling, then maybe eventually to like standing, and then finally to really walking. Yeah, so there's like small graduations throughout, and I think it's really nice to actually keep track in this bullet journal. Like I said, I'm trying to do better, but it's something that I think I encourage everybody to check it out. It's a little bit got to do with mindfulness as well, you know, being mindful of these things and not to be too attached to the stories that we tell ourselves. Sometimes when things happen, we tend to play this story cassette tape in our minds, you know, I'm not good enough, why is my little one like that, etc. But actually, the fact of the matter is, you know, it's just a circumstance. It is a fact of the situation that, you know, you were late at work because of that little traffic jam. But the most important thing is to reflect back and see what you can do better, or maybe you can leave earlier to avoid the jam. Yeah, so these are the things that I do from day to day. And then for the last wind down, I will actually brush my teeth. But right now, with my right hand, it's just a signal to myself that, you know, I'm ending the day. You know, thank you, body, for actually getting me through the day, and to you know, prepare for the next day. And then the next day, it all unwinds again, and it starts with me putting my feet onto the ground. Yeah, so I hope that you really appreciate you know, the small things from day to day. The whole intent of this episode is really not to prescribe, you know, any actions to anybody. To prescribe that, you know, you need to wake up at a certain time, 5 a.m. or you need to put down your legs and immediately say today is going to be a great day. No, that's not my intent at all. My intent is really for you to see that, you know, there are some things that you do from day to day that are really habits, but you're not noticing them. In fact, in coming up with this list, I realized that some things that I don't really notice made it onto the list. And it's something that I do day to day that I do not take note of. So I hope you are able to do something like that for yourself. Maybe a little homework is to maybe write down a list of the things that you do mindlessly from day to day and see how you can improve on them. Maybe you want to take a note of some things that I do and then try to incorporate in your routine. Maybe it's something for you to stop doing even. Maybe you realize that whenever you eat your meal, you will be watching something and you don't want to do that. You want to mindfully eat. That's something you can do as well. So you just take note of where you are at in your journey. And I hope these episodes really help you. And again, thank you for listening to this episode. If you think this episode helped you, please do a share and like this particular episode, and check out all the other episodes that are linked in this particular episode show notes. It really helps the podcast do better in the podcast rankings. And more importantly, I just hope that, you know, this content can make it out into the world to help more people. I think that's for me the most important. It doesn't really for me doesn't really matter to me, you know, whatever rankings this podcast has. So if you're listening to this portion here, I thank you for listening to me drone on about my habits in the entire day, and I hope that you just give some of them a try. If you like this episode, again, give a shout out. And till next time, this is Daniel signing off. Bye bye. And it's over. Thanks for listening in to the Habit Mindset Podcast. If you like this episode, please consider subscribing. I realized that I didn't really ask my sister about her favorite song. So I actually followed up with her, and these are some of the songs that we like. So I hope you enjoy. Bye.